You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you love to explore, surrounded by fresh air, California can be a gateway to the outdoors. We're home to the most national parks in the country, and that really is just the beginning for a state which has the most biodiverse landscape in the nation. From mountain ranges to valleys, deserts, coastlines, forests, coupled with lakes and rivers, the options to enjoy nature can really take a lifetime. But that doesn't mean accessibility is easy for everyone. From a distance, whether if you live in a large city, to cost, physical limitations, and even just a lack of knowledge or exposure, there have long been barriers to experiencing these sites firsthand. And in recent years, there has been acknowledgement from public land and environmental organizations that these barriers also include a long history of displacement and racism. One of the latest strides to make the outdoors equitable for all took place just 30 miles west of Lake Tahoe. This summer, California's first and only Black-led Land Conservancy acquired hundreds of acres in Placer County to help make these goals a reality. The nonprofit is called the 40-Acre Conservation League, and joining us with more about their story and their plans for the land in Placer County is the nonprofit's president, Jade Stevens. Good morning, Jade. Welcome to Insight.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So let's start from the beginning. When and why was the 40-Acre Conservation League formed?
Yeah, I mean, I think you gave such a great intro that really gives us the basis for why the 40-Acre Conservation League was created. But the reality is multiple studies, reports, and personal observations have highlighted the many barriers that have really prevented communities of color from enjoying California's amazing landscapes and waterways. And so me, as someone who's an avid cyclist and someone who loves the outdoors, really wanted to push that thought further and find ways to create more accessible options for the parks and green spaces that we have throughout the state.
You know, it's one thing to love and enjoy the outdoors. It's another thing to move into conservation. When did you get involved with conservation?
So I'm fairly new to the conservation space, really from the idea of what the 40-Acre Conservation League is, and conversations with my board really directed us to the idea of conservation. I understand how important it is to have recreational activities and making sure that everyone feels welcome, but understanding the world that we're in with multiple climate goals to protect the outdoors, we really saw this intersection between ways to get more communities of color outdoor, but also do it in a way that is conserving this land for years to come.
And what is the significance in California? I mean, this is the first and only Black-led conservation group in state history.
Well, I'm a California native, Southern California, grew up in the Inland Empire, but have had the opportunity to see, you know, everything that is amazing in California. So it made sense to start right here in where I was born and where I grew up, and really showing my friends and families and people that, as you said, have not been exposed to the amazing, you know, redwood tree forest, the amazing desert landscapes and Joshua Tree, that there really is a space for everyone to enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely out there, right? I'm from a big city as well. I'm from Los Angeles. But there's also, it's really important to have the knowledge and the awareness that it's out there, and also, you know, being able to travel that distance. So how does this organization that you have hope to kind of close that disconnect that can happen for a lot of people?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really is based in exposure, right? For me personally, I've always enjoyed the outdoors, but I realized that people in highly urbanized areas or major cities have not had the opportunity to explore that. And so the way that we have gone about choosing land for people to enjoy and explore that we have gone to acquire is really finding places that are within reach of people who live in, you know, these major cities. So we prioritize choosing land that are within, you know, an odd, 1 hour, 2 hour drive, because that's an area that feels accessible and feels like something that people would want to return to after they are exposed to something, whether it's through a trip that 40 Acre Conservation League coordinates or something that they plan on their own for a weekend trip.
Yeah, so that brings me to the recent land acquisition in Placer County. I have taken that drive many a time on I-80. So it's about 30 miles from the north side of Tahoe off I-80, just past Nyack, if anyone is familiar, in the Immigrant Gap area. What struck you about this part of Northern California and the Sierra?
Yeah, so I mean, pushing our mission forward, right? We're really focused on creating experiences that allow people to enjoy the great outdoors. And so when we chose Immigrant Gap, it really fit within what I would say is our strategic plan to find areas that are bordering the state and national parks within a 100-mile radius. And so what that means is we're looking for areas that are fairly close to the Bay Area, Sacramento, San Jose, Los Angeles, San Diego. And so much like looking for a home, we scoured different websites looking for land that fit within that description. And Immigrant Gap was perfect, right? As you mentioned, it's 30 miles from the north side of Lake Tahoe. It's an hour drive from Sacramento. It's even visible from the 80 freeway. You can see the lake as you're driving by. So we found this to be a great first acquisition for what we were looking for.
So how are you envisioning this land, you know, in the next year or two as you develop it and make it accessible to the public?
I mean, it's a beautiful piece of property, 650 acres. You can imagine, as I said, a lake that you can see from the freeway, Lake Putt, for those that are familiar, 30 acres. There's miles of trails for hiking, potentially mountain biking. It's beautiful. And so what we envision is an opportunity to really develop certain parts of the property that will have recreational activities, anywhere from a nature center, from areas for people to hike and camp, and even in the lake, having opportunities to fish.
Yeah. It's one thing to, you actually are at the finish line, right? You've crossed it, you've acquired the land. What were the challenges to actually making it happen, making it a reality?
It's funny you say it's the finish line, because to us, we really see this as the beginning. But we think about it in phases, right? This was a huge milestone to receive $3 million in funding to acquire the land. And it certainly was a very long and educational process. It required, you know, our team doing a lot of research to understand, you know, what is on the property, or what did we think was on the property, and what could we really do in terms of our goals of bringing more culturally relevant experiences. It also required us, you know, educating our legislators on what we were looking to achieve. And it really worked at the perfect timing where there was the 2022 state budget surplus, and there was money set aside to do projects like we're doing, which is acquiring land, but doing it in a culturally inclusive way. So that took a lot of education and conversations. And we're really thankful to have someone like Assemblymember Mike Gibson, Speaker Emeritus Rendon, and a few others really advocate for us to allocate the funding for us. And, you know, it really was a lot of conversations, a lot of studies, a lot of going out there personally and looking at the land. And, you know, 2.5 years later, here we are. So it's a really proud moment for us. Yeah, but it really is just the beginning.
It is just the beginning. I know, but that's a big milestone to check off as you continue to press forward. When on your website, you know, the three pillars that your organization is really kind of believes in, it's like a mission statement, is economic justice, environmental justice, recreational justice. You know, people might not necessarily think of economic justice when they think of the outdoors. What does that mean to you and your organization?
Yeah. So, you know, the three pillars are economic justice, environmental justice, and recreational justice. To quickly touch on the first two, recreational justice is really making outdoor publicly accessible spaces more welcoming and accommodating for all. And for environmental justice, that really is us acknowledging California's goals of conserving the land and waterways, 30% of that by 2030. But to get true buy-in from all communities when it comes to land conservation, we understand that people really need to feel invested in it. So there's nothing like owning a piece of land that makes you really want to do your research and understand everything that goes into this, right? Understanding the water rights, the air rights, everything that goes into maintaining your land. And the only way you can do that is if you are a participant in the conservation industry. And that really is what economic justice is. How can we conserve lands, but also incubate more diverse business enterprises into this multi-trillion-dollar outdoor market?
Yeah, I know. People don't always necessarily think of that off the top of their head, but it is a huge, huge industry. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, our guest is Jade Stevens, president of the 40 Acre Conservation League, California's first and only Black-led land conservancy, which just recently acquired hundreds of acres of land in Placer County. 40 Acre Conservation League, that's the name. Where did it come from?
Yeah, so I mean, it is inspired by the phrase 40 acres and a mule, which we know was coined after the Civil War, where the recently freed slaves were promised land of 40 acres and a mule to help with the agricultural development of it. Unfortunately, that dream was never realized, and many people still are asking today, when will we get our, 40 acres and a mule? So that concept, that idea is really what inspired the name, the 40 Acre Conservation League, where we're really thinking about it a little differently when it comes to achieving and acquiring land again.
For someone who probably wants to visit, in the near future when it's open to the public, what stood out to you about this land, in terms of if you could help us visualize what it looks like?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite part is literally seeing the lake as you're driving from the 80 freeway,
Oh, it's
and
right off
as
the freeway.
you literally right off the freeway. As you exit, you can access the property right from the freeway off ramp. And what you'll see is the lake first, which again is 30 acres of lake, and it's just so peaceful. I am envisioning already this, nature center or even a lodge that could sit there so you can see the lake, and then in the background you're seeing just miles and miles of mountain ridges. If you are open to going for an hour hike, you will find yourself immersed in these a great view of mountain ridges and really just land as far as you can see. As someone who cycles a lot, I enjoyed really riding through there and getting a chance to see the different plants and trees, and I even saw a few footprints that I think belong to maybe a bear, I'm not sure. But it's beautiful. It's I could describe it as a place to just relax, be have a sense of mindfulness and really enjoying nature as in its true form.
When do you think it'll become open to the public?
So, as I was saying earlier, when it comes to phases, we are now in the second phase, which is planning, where we're working with the experts to do tons of studies to really understand what is out there, what needs to be developed, what needs to be managed. And so, as we move through that, we're hopeful to have something ready by 2024, I'd say summer of 2024. But we're really relying on the outcomes of our research and studies to direct what we want to do and what is going to be feasible within the next year.
Yeah, and a core piece of this is making it accessible to people who didn't typically have, an easy access to the outdoors, right? You're looking for people to drive a max of 3 hours. So, if you're coming from the Bay Area or Sacramento, what kind of outreach are you going to do to actually let them know that it's here and it's open when it is open?
Yeah, so we're already underway with outreach and working with some of our partners that are already doing this great work to bring different communities outdoor. We've hosted programming like Black Conservation Week and even our Climate Change Exchange Summit, where we're having conversations with the community to just talk about some of the things that make communities feel unwelcome first, right? I think that's a huge barrier because I really believe that people of color, specifically Black people, they love the outdoors. Me, I love to go on a girls trip. I'm willing to go to the Caribbean or international if I can and do something fun like whitewater rafting or even, jumping off a waterfall if it's a good day. But for for some reason here in California, there have just been too many experiences where people don't feel safe or welcome, or are able to find activities in the outdoor that feel culturally relevant. And so as we are planning to develop this first land acquisition immigrant gap, you know, we're having conversations about, you know, what is it that makes you feel unwelcome in, you know, a nearby park or a nearby area? We really have to get over that for people to then accept an invitation from us to say like, hey, please come check out, you know, our land. And so after, or as we continually have conversations with the community, we are relying on, you know, nonprofit partners that are already doing tours to go to the outdoors, or even training to help them understand what you need to do if you genuinely want to hike outdoors or stay overnight. You know, I joke with my friends, but when I ask people to go out and camp with me, they're like, well, where's the nearest outlet, right, to plug my phone in? Like, these are things that people are really worried about. Or how can I keep my hair together while I'm outdoors? And so these are, you know, I'm being humorous, but some of these are real barriers as to why people don't want to, you know, spend time overnight outdoors. And so these are things that our partners, our nonprofit partners are, you know, experts in. Seeing someone that looks like you, that is leading the tour, that is giving you the tips and tricks to be successful, are all parts that we're doing now, so that when we open it, it won't be such a shock to come to a place like Immigrant Gap.
And it is clear it means a great deal to you personally as well, Jade.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Jade Stevens is the president of the 40 Acre Conservation League, California's first and only Black-led conservation group. They just recently acquired land in Placer County, about 70 miles from Sacramento and 30 miles west of Lake Tahoe, off I-80. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.